Archbishop Louis Sacco of Kirkuk in Iraq is warning that poor conditions for refugees in Kurdistan is speeding up the immigration of Christians from the country. His comments come amid reports of a series of attacks against Christians and churches over Christmas and the New Year in and around the city of Mosul and on the Nineveh Plains. The media liaison for Aid to the Church in Need, John Pontifex, told us unless something is done to stem the exodus, we could see the end of Christianity in Iraq.
The situation is that the Christians have as one of their central homelands the area of Mosul, the city of Mosul, and the Nineveh Plains, which is the surrounding area. In Mosul, we have seen really since the autumn of 2008 sporadic attacks. And indeed, these attacks have intensified over the Christmas period. A number of churches were attacked, and a number of Christians were kidnapped, and some indeed killed. What we also saw, separate to that, was the two attacks that took place in the Nineveh village of Bartila, where, in fact, a church was attacked on Christmas Day. So, once again, prompted Christians to flee from these areas, which are their homelands, further north into the Kurdish region. It was said most recently that there are about 300,000 Christians in Iraq as a whole now, but we actually think the figure is almost certainly quite a bit less. And if you compare that to 1987, where there were 1.4 million registered in the last census in the time of Saddam, you can see how grave this exodus is and how it really does threaten the survival of the church in the region.